Good morning and welcome to Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul in for Donna Quinn this week. Now, Astoria has been praised far and wide for its downtown revitalization and one of the centerpieces of that revitalization is the beautiful Liberty Theater, the beautiful 1925 theater right at the heart of downtown Astoria. It is a wonderful resource, and it is getting, there are a lot of things going on at the Liberty. And here to talk about some of the upcoming events at the Liberty are Jennifer Crockett, she's the Executive Director of the Liberty Theater, and Brianna Smith from Events Northwest. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
Good morning.
What all is happening down at the Liberty coming up?
Oof, a lot.
Yeah, what isn't happening?
Yeah.
We have, this weekend, we're really excited to host the Fisher Poets.
That's right. They're back in town again.
Oh, it's such a great event. This is our second year of hosting for both nights. And the first year, the funny story is that Jay Speakman told us to expect maybe 50 to 100 people. And we had our balcony curtains down to kind of make it a playhouse
Sure.
so it wouldn't feel so cavernous.
Make it a little more intimate.
Barinas and I were yanking up those curtains as the crowd just poured
right.
in. We had about 600 people show up to that.
600? 600 at one venue?
Yeah, I had maybe one usher. We didn't really have concessions.
Gosh.
We were totally not prepared. But it was great. And we're looking forward to another great year this year.
You're probably staffing up this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have an army of ushers ready.
There we go. Yeah, that should be exciting. Fisher Poets is always so much fun.
Oh, it's great.
That's this weekend.
Yeah, that's this weekend. And then, unfortunately, we had to cancel our Hollywood Awards night, which was scheduled for Sunday. We had a really hard time trying to figure out where we were going to stream the event. It's really hard to find if you are not in a major market, which, surprisingly, Astoria is not in a major market. We think it is. It should
well,
be.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's the center of the universe. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So rather than scramble and show something low quality, we had to cancel events. So we'll refund any tickets that were purchased, and we'll get the word out on our social media as well.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, definitely next year. We're trying. We can buy a box that will convert the signal better for our projector. We need a new projector, and that's coming in the renovation plan. Mm-hmm. So once we have that, right now it doesn't make sense to buy the box for a projector that barely reaches the screen. But so once we have that, we'll be in a much better position next year.
So the Liberty Theater is undergoing some renovation then?
Yeah. We kicked off our capital campaign in November and raised $300,000 in one night.
One night?
Yep. One night. It was amazing. I had no idea.
That's incredible.
It was great. And
that's more than a quarter of a million in one night.
I know. And so we, our building committee is working along. We are in sort of the architecture phase of the project. And in the meantime, while we're doing this larger backstage renovation so that we can host staged musicals, staged opera, right now we can't hang any scenery. We don't have rigging. We only have our original curtain, which we can't really open and close anymore. We have very limited lighting. But we, while we're working on this bigger project, keep on the lookout for some exciting changes on the front end of the house.
Like the exterior.
Yeah, a little bit exterior, just increasing our visibility. The LED panel on the Liberty Blade that's been dead for I have no idea how long is getting fixed. So that's exciting for us. We'll look like we're open for business. And we're going to make some changes to our concession stand.
Oh, up front there. So when there's
actually
an intermission, there.
Make a concession stand.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah.
I guess there's only so, as far as structural improvements and architectural modifications, there's only so much you can do to the Liberty because it's a historic landmark.
Right. And in the hall, we're not changing anything historic at all. Actually, when you're sitting in the hall, everything is happening backstage. So we don't have any dressing rooms. We're adding dressing rooms. We currently don't have any way to load in. There's a 5-foot drop between street and stage, so everything needs to be handed down. Timpani gets handed down. So that will be changing. So really, as you're sitting in the hall and in the lobbies, not much is going to change. They did such a fantastic job during the first renovation. We don't need to touch any of that. But it's all behind the scenes, except for concessions and except for that Blade sign out front.
But with this renovation, it'll add so much to the capacity of the Liberty as far as being able to stage,
absolutely,
say, like the opera during the Astoria Music Festival.
Absolutely, can you even imagine?
They'll be able to wear costumes.
Oh yeah, and we'll have places for them to put on those costumes.
They can actually block it out, and there'll be action. Yeah. Oh, that'd be great. Plus the Broadway musicals and everything. And
oh, yeah.
Boy, that's exciting.
We have room for a pit orchestra. We just can't do it right now. The front three rows of seats actually come out in the theater for a pit orchestra. But as it is right now, we don't have anywhere to put those seats, and we don't have any doorways we can get the seats through.
So we never do it because
we're kind of unable to. But once we have load-in areas and more pass-throughs, we'll be able to take those seats out, and we can fit in a pin orchestra and do a, you know, staged musical.
And of course, should point out that the Liberty is a nonprofit organization. It's a 501c3 organization. So any contribution, any donation to the Liberty is tax deductible.
Yeah.
That's true. Put that in there.
Thank you.
And so what else is coming up? That's pretty exciting.
Well, we're going into wedding season, which a lot of people may not realize that we also host weddings and conferences and banquets. And Brianna can talk more about that.
I didn't know about and didn't appreciate that there were weddings at the Liberty Theater.
Right? It's a beautiful venue because there's nowhere around here where you can get that real ballroom feel like you can in Portland. And also the great part about it is people who are looking for a multiple space where they have another room for their reception and a room for their ceremony, you get that at the theater because you can get married on the Liberty stage. And I have seen it's been the most gorgeous thing ever.
It's happened.
Yes, it has happened. Yeah. And it's beautiful. So you can have your ceremony there and then maybe have a cocktail hour in the lobby, and then everyone can move upstairs for the reception in the McTavish room.
The McTavish room. Uh-huh.
And people having their first dance under that chandelier in the McTavish room. It's one of the most gorgeous things you'll see. gives me chills. So it's beautiful. So weddings, amazing there. It's a great venue for it. And then as well as conferences, because you can have your keynote speakers down in the theater, and then you can do breakout sessions. Upstairs in the McTavish room or Paulson rooms. And then we do tons of banquets, retirement parties, proms. So really it's accessible to anyone who wants to throw an event. If you want a baby shower, a birthday party.
A baby shower, yeah.
Yeah, any event that you want to have there, we can accommodate that pretty much. So definitely reach out to us. We love hosting events up there.
What kind of events you've named off a few that could possibly happen at the Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of events have you had?
All sorts. I think my favorites are the homecomings.
Yes.
Okay. For high schools?
It's wild. It's fun.
It is.
You don't normally hear, you know, DJs up in our McTavish room, but it's pretty fun to see. And it's really exciting to see young people enjoying the space. I think that's, it's their space just as much as anyone else's. And that's great that they do.
Yeah. They're usually in such awe when they come upstairs to look at it. And they're just like, oh my gosh, we're going to have our pictures taken here. And so it's pretty exciting to watch their faces because it is, again, very beautiful. But we do, like I said, retirement parties. We've had a few bar pilot retirement parties.
Mm-hmm.
We've had some regatta events. So each year we hold our coronation for the queen.
Oh, and so that's probably on the stage.
Yeah. So we do all their speeches for that. And then you upstairs beforehand, we do a queen's farewell reception where everyone kind of applauds the queen that's about to pass her crown on to the next queen. So it's really cool. It's such a great space for the community, and we're all very appreciative of being able to use it.
Now, I remember that Astoria High School presented scholarships.
Yep, they do every
a couple
year.
Of years ago because my son got one.
Yeah. Yeah. We have them every year. Another fun one that's coming up next year is kind of an out of the box idea of use of the space is the Watercolor Society. They've rented out all of our conference rooms, our McTavish room, the theater. They're going to spread out throughout the complex and just take, I think it's 2 or 3 days to just paint watercolors in the theater.
Paint the Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the watercolor paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fun use of, I'm excited to see what comes out of that too.
Yeah,
maybe
some
will show up in our gift shop.
And they're not from here, which is great too.
They're from all over.
Yeah, that they're finding it. So it's really wonderful to see that.
Yep. Yeah.
And when's that coming up?
That one's like April 3rd
mm-hmm.
Through I think the 5th or 6th in 2020.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a ways out, but it's a great idea. So if you have a drawing group, watercolor group that wants to come in and rent the theater and, you know, spend a day just painting the beautiful...
Oh, there's a lot to paint in there.
Yeah,
paint that chandelier.
Right,
exactly.
Paint those beautiful frescoes on the wall mm-hmm. and up there in the alcoves on the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, you could do yoga retreats up there if you
yoga
wanted.
Yoga retreats? Now, that never occurred to me.
Oh, yeah.
You could do kind of... People do these wellness retreats as mm-hmm. well. So everyone coming up there and you have speakers and you... they've done stuff like that aloft, which is my other venue. So it's a great space for that as well. So you can get very creative with what you can do there. And we can help you get creative with ideas. If you really want to do an event there, you're just not sure what, definitely reach out to
us. Help you figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, Liberty is a venue for live performances.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine there are probably some of those coming up.
Yeah, we have, like I said, we have Fisher Poets this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we've got the return of our classical series with Trio Celesti on March 7th.
Trio Celesti.
Yeah, the New Yorker called them the most exciting piano trio in America.
Wow.
Yeah, lofty
That's saying
praise.
Something.
Yeah.
From the paper of record.
Yeah, I'm very excited for the show. I think it's going to be great. Again, March 7th. March 9th, we have Work Dance Company. They're led by Nathan Boozer, a local here in Astoria. It's going to be everything from modern dance to hip hop to jazz, all sorts of styles of dance. It's going to be a very exciting show.
On the stage of the Liberty.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep. And then on March 23rd, we have the return of Pigs on the Wing. They're the Pink Floyd cover band.
Oh, Pigs on the Wing?
Yeah, they're from Portland. They came last year, and it was almost a sellout. So we're hoping that this year is a sellout. Yeah, they have a laser light show.
Oh,
they're doing the entire Animals album, and it should be a really great time.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Pigs on the Wing, and that's
Pigs on the Wing, yeah. And then we're also getting ready for, we have about 2,500 school kids coming in May for the 10th anniversary of the Astoria School of Ballet field trip performances.
Okay.
So that's exciting. I don't have kids myself, so it can be a little overwhelming to be surrounded by 2,500. Boy,
kids.
Those teachers, man, they are awesome.
So, what age group are we talking here?
It's pretty, all the way from preschool up through, I believe we had some 5th and 6th graders mm-hmm. last year. So it's a pretty widespread. It's a lot of schools in the area. Last year we had to add a 4th show because so many people wanted to come.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, how many kids did you say?
2,500 over 2 days.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. They bus
Wait
them
a minute.
In.
I must
not
have heard
and watch,
right.
And then they bus them out. We didn't lose any kids. I was surprised.
Kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Just the logistics of.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I know. We did have one child erupt carrots in the lobby last year. And like I said, I don't have kids myself.
Erupt carrots?
Oh, yeah. They ate some carrots for breakfast, and then the bus ride shook them up.
Oh, no.
And then
I see. I thought this involved explosives or some chemistry.
I mean, pretty close.
Kind of a chemistry experiment or something. I get it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we...
you never know what's going to happen.
So I was very thankful that I had some ushers that were parents that were mm-hmm. able to, that knew
they
how to handle
dealt
that.
With this type of situation.
Exactly. And we're also working on, we have Missoula Children's Theater coming in July.
They come every year, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. And the auditions for that are on July 15th.
Now, what age groups of children are...
We accept, it's first grade through senior year of high school, and we... it's at no cost to the kids. So they take about 65 children. So they if we hit over 65, we'll usually have them be ushers or work backstage. So we try to find something for mm-hmm. everyone. We don't like to turn anyone away.
Sure.
And that's at no cost to the students. We just charge tickets for the performance for parents and adults, and that's how we keep it going from year to year.
And they conduct the auditions, they run the rehearsals, and then direct the play, the eventual play, don't they?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Within, I think it's 5 days, they pull up their truck, they set up the stage, they pull out all the costumes, everybody learns their lines and the songs, and then they do a big performance, or two performances, and then they're done. And
then off to the next town.
Yeah, it's great.
Wow.
What? Yeah.
Do you know what the play is going to be yet?
I don't. I'm sure my admin assistant, Nancy is amazing, and she probably knows. I'm so sorry, but it's on our website.
Now, the Liberty is it's such a part of Astoria's heritage. It was constructed in 1925, wasn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And had fallen into disrepair.
It's true. Well, it was built in a time when Astoria was much larger and the Victorians were here. And then eventually they all kind of went back. And so it's very rare for a city of our size to have a 650-seat theater. Venetian,
yes.
Vaudeville. It was also back, they didn't have Netflix back then.
No, so. They needed that kind
of
entertainment.
And
or television.
I'm sure John Gutenberger and Mac Burns can probably speak a little more educated about it, but we were one of three theaters, I believe, that opened within just a few months. So, but luckily, we were the only one to survive. So.
And now we have that jewel in downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as I recall hearing, it fell into disrepair. It actually had buckets in the aisles catching the raindrops from the leaking roof, and it was showing movies.
Yep.
And then I guess Robert Jacob was who built the Can Repair Hotel was pretty instrumental
and
getting local control of that building, and then
absolutely.
The renovation could begin.
Yeah, what they accomplished was miraculous. A group of people came together and basically saved the Liberty. And that's the first renovation was exactly that, save the Liberty. And the renovation that we're embarking on now with our backstage is basically a phase two of what they first did. So, like I said, we're not redoing anything that they were able to do. We're just adding on and making the theater a more functional space.
Now, LED lighting is a lot more efficient, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, we're converting a lot of the theater to LED. That'll save some money in our operating budget and also make us more green and environmentally friendly. We're also doing things like upgrading the roof.
Upgrading the roof, how...
Getting a new roof. Upgrading / getting new. And converting to LED will save us about $2,800 a year on just the Liberty Blade sign alone.
Just the sign?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a pretty significant savings.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the Liberty open for tours? I know it is when the cruise ships pull into town.
Yeah, when the cruise ships are in town, or if anyone wants to contact us for a special tour, we're always happy to open up the doors.
Mm-hmm. 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 Oh, it's not that you go up and go knock, 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 and walk on in. You do have to get contact you.
Yep. Yes.
But it is open. What else we got coming up?
What do you have, Brianna?
We do have, so the Chamber does their event, the Astoria Warrenton Chamber of Commerce does mm-hmm. the Unwind event, and that's coming up here at the beginning of March.
The Unwind.
Yeah, so it's kind of a pre wine tasting of what's going to happen at the Seafood and Wine Festival.
Oh.
So you can get tickets to that at the Chamber's website, and that obviously benefits the Chamber. But it's a really fun event. I went to it last year, and they have all the wines that are going to be at the Seafood and Wine Festival, and you can taste them early, and there's music and food. And so that's coming up on the 2nd or 3rd of the Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It's the first weekend in March.
Yeah, so it's okay. It's going to be on the
2nd. That's coming right up.
Yeah. So that's just a few weeks away. So that's a really fun event that's going to be happening. And then we'll just start gearing up for wedding season.
About how many weddings are performed in a wedding season at the Liberty?
About five.
About five?
Yeah, we'd love to do a lot more, but I think a lot of people don't know that this is an option.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely trying to spread the word.
They do now.
Yeah, exactly. we're trying to really get the word out there that this is a space that you can use for your weddings.
How would you go about getting tickets to something like the wine tasting event coming up on the first weekend?
That one you would have to go through the Astoria-Warrenton Chamber of Commerce. For any information about weddings and our packages and rates and what we offer, you would just email us or give us a call. So you can call the Liberty, or you can email renttheliberty@gmail.com as well. And you can find that information on the website. So mm-hmm. If you go to the Liberty's website, you'll get to a link where you can just send us an email right through there. And then we'll send you over all of our packages and more details about what we offer, and then we can go from there. And we're always happy to set up a time to show you the space and all the different options of
mm-hmm.
how you can host an event.
So you can have kind
event.
Of a preview and get an idea of the logistics and how you would actually stage it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had one couple that came in, and it was pretty sweet. They really loved Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And so they wanted to kind of turn the theater into
that whole theme
into like a Beauty and the Beast theme, which I thought was really cool.
Who was the groom, the Beast, then?
I guess so. I don't know if he appreciated that.
I'm trying to picture this.
Right.
and then go through the ceremony as the Beast, or take off the head. And transform into the handsome groom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the rest of the tickets and show times and details are all on the Liberty website.
Mm-hmm.
It's libertyastoria.org.
ORG, and that ORG again, that's a nonprofit designation.
It's exactly.
501(c), folks, for your tax planning purposes.
Yeah.
And of course, the Liberty Theater is kind of the epicenter of the Astoria Music Festival.
Exactly.
That comes up every year. And are these renovations going to, for folks who go to the Astoria Music Festival, are you going to see the results of the...
Boy, I would love to raise all the money by June.
Yeah. Well, if you did $300,000 in one night, that's...
Yeah, likely we're breaking it up into two phases of work. So the first phase probably won't affect anything by June when the Astoria Music Festival is here. We're typically less busy in July and August, so we'll start hopefully around July and August some of the initial pieces of it. But like I said, the blade sign, the concession stand, that's all going to happen pretty quickly, pretty
mm-hmm.
soon. Because we want to show that we are, while we're actively campaigning for this project, we're also doing things. We don't just want to sit and wait for everything. We kind of want to roll out little
fun pieces.
Let people
see the results.
Yeah, exactly. So we're getting started right away.
And the Liberty also hosts the Astoria International Film Festival.
Every October, Ron Craig's festival comes. He does a fantastic job of
curating that event. Yes,
topical films. It's almost uncanny because he'll give us the list of films a couple of months in advance, and then right before the festival, something happens that makes those films that he picked so poignant at that right moment. So I don't know if he's
a fortune teller, sixth sense
or,
about that sort of thing, a clairvoyant almost.
Yeah, and most of his films, so there's one sort of feature film every day of the festival, and then it'll be followed by a group discussion, which I think is great. We're not just showing this topical film and turning people out on the street.
Letting them yeah. mull it over.
Yeah, yeah. You can stay for the forum and...
And react.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, too. It's the forums tend to be a pretty diverse group with pretty diverse ideas. So it's not, you know, preach into the choir. It's you get some really
Real
interesting discussion.
Mm-hmm. And Ron is so knowledgeable about,
oh, he's great.
About films. He really knows his stuff.
Yeah.
And you mentioned the renovation was going to include a projection system.
Yeah, eventually we'll get a new projector out of it and a new screen. The projector was great. I mean, for the purpose it served over the last couple of years, it was donated. It's not quite strong enough to really reach the screen, so our films are not as high quality as you would expect. And those things are, I was surprised to find out how expensive they are.
And this is a projector that actually uses film as opposed to digital.
It is a digital projector. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That can be spendy.
Yeah. I always say it's kind of like when you go from renting to owning your first house, mm-hmm. and you stop thinking in terms of hundreds of dollars and thinking in terms of thousands of dollars. And then you take on your first historic theater and you stop thinking in terms of thousands.
Oh,
and it's, the it's sky is the limit.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Exactly.
Well, it sounds as if there's a whole lot going on and a whole lot coming up. Now, again, contact information. How would people find out what's going on at the Liberty? And if they were thinking about having an event at the Liberty, how would they go about it?
Our main site is libertyastoria.org. All of our ticket information, all of our rental information, all of our donation information is all on that site. If you want to save some time and email rentthelibertyatgmail.com, you'll...
Rentthelibertyatgmail.com. That's easy to remember.
Yep. You'll get all of the rental information for the theater.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the ticket office?
Box office is open Wednesday through Saturday from 2 to 5:30 p.m. and 2 hours before show times.
Okay, so if it's a last minute thing, hey, I'll just go down to that event at the Liberty.
Yep, that's come see us.
Drop down there and get tickets. Well, Jennifer Crockett, Executive Director of the Liberty Theater, thanks so much for stopping by and letting us know what's coming up. Brianna Smith of Events Northwest, thanks for stopping by and telling us about some of the types of events that people can rent the Liberty for.
Thanks so much for having us.
Oh, and Donna Quinn will be back again next week. That's about all the time we have for Talk of Our Towns. I'm David Paul. Thanks for listening.